Like a snack bar or a sit-down dining?
There's no request for one at this point.
Yeah, at this point, they've really
all just... All he's asking for is golf-related gift items in the house.
Go back on your thing there, Bob, so she can read that where there ain't be no outbuildings or...
Related accessories.
And I guess my final question for this evening would be, at any time, if there is a restaurant, of course, I know we're not going to be able to answer this question. At any time, will there be a full-service bar, beer, wine, and or alcohol at the establishment?
Can't answer that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
If you want to do something like that, you'd have to come back in front of us. So.
Yeah. I'm not against the disc golf, by no means. I just want to keep the beauty of Branson Creek Boulevard. And whatever we establish today, it can affect our home values. It can affect our community as a whole, because as more and more people want to come in and develop in the area, I don't want them going back and saying, well, you let them do it, so how come we can't do it? I mean, if you put up a big elaborate sign with all kinds of lights and flashing lights and signs and things like that, of that nature, well, it's distracting. Yeah. And it takes away from everything that Branson Creek represents. It takes away from our goals and our objectives.
Yeah, I understand.
I thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now we'll see you the
20th.
Huh? 20th.
Yeah,
we'll
see
you
20th.
We're done. Thank you.
Oh, I want to see one of them.
Well, now there's different ones, Steve. There's
and there's right-handed ones and left-handed.
Bring a right-handed one in here for a putter.
Well, I'm left-handed. I got to watch out
George
for these
might
things.
Want to play it.
Depends on the writing on the disc. Yeah. Yard clockwise for left.
Which way you spin it?
There you go.
Today, because I think Thursday I broke my finger. When?
It's almost had a horse break a thumb. She been hit backwards. I went and hauled some horses for George.
Let's go.
Dinner's
waiting.
Oh.
I
think
that's
got
caught.
Yeah, we've got, I don't know what they're doing.
We don't have a representative.
Nobody here. Unless Bob wants to bring it up.
Hey, guys. Let's
use your gavel.
Yeah, future gavel. Let's, hit my gavel.
Yeah,
hey, guys.
You didn't tear that up, did you?
Bob, do we want to talk about, I think we need to bring up are we supposed to bring this up? I thought he was supposed to be here.
Well, I thought he would be here as well.
So he's mad at us and not going to come.
Yeah.
So explain to everybody why we think he should come back and see us.
Well, in 2014, the Planning Commission received an application from Mr. Padgett. It's located at 932 Keithley Road, and I just put together the same aerial photos from 2014, basically. Here's State Highway 176 down to Day Road, and then he's off of Keithley Road in kind of the northwest corner of the county. It's not too far from Copper Run Distillery, and then also the Bear Creek Bed and Breakfast.
And winery.
are up the road. But basically at that time, what he proposed was, and I just went ahead and, at that time he was really proposing, he had indicated about three festivals a year. And he indicated he would primarily have agricultural products. He listed like apples, peaches, grapes, and honey. And the Planning Commission at that time viewed that as an agricultural use. And so the staff had sent him a letter basically at that time telling him he was exempt because the use was considered agricultural. We received a complaint about a week or so ago. And after we went out to the site, he's selling everything from quilts to it's basically open about 4 days a week. He's selling everything from quilts to sandwiches to soda pop to...
And he's selling dinners for $25?
Yeah, then we've got dinners for $25 a person about once a month. Got certain evenings where there's music or entertainment.
Oh, this is his website?
And I just pulled a few things in off his website. The biggest thing from the complaint was they were concerned because there was wine sampling, and he's not manufacturing
here
wine there,
page
but he's
13.
Yeah.
This is the nitty gritty of it. It's sampling Saturday. How about the apple pie crisp? We also have Missouri made wine, local honey.
Yeah, lunch meat looks like. Looks to me like it's a retail store.
Pretty much.
And that's
like a liquor license.
Well, yeah.
I would make a motion that we have him come back. If it's not decided that if he's going to do that, that he needs to come before this body.
I think that's right.
Somebody want to make a second on that?
I'll second.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Get that?
Yeah, I'm in it. That's just, it's retail.
And that's what the staff felt.
And he can do it. He's already halfway there.
Hang on.
Cross his eyes and dot his T's.
Hang on a minute, boys. Now, Bob, tell him the rest of this conversation me and you had. He's a little upset.
He essentially felt that he was still in agricultural use, that it was agricultural products, and I said, I basically told him I didn't feel that many of the products were agricultural.
Yeah. Is he selling quilts?
Yeah.
How do you grow a quilt?
Well, that was one.
You got to water it a lot.
That was one of the things I brought up.
How do you grow that $25 meal?
Where is the wine supposedly coming from?
Out of state, right?
No, it's I can't remember.
Retail sales.
Yeah, I can't remember where it's coming from.
Yeah, it grows it.
It needs to come back and forth.
But
it's retail sales.
It's all between his toes.
Yeah, I don't care how he gets it.
He is bringing it in. I don't remember from where.
Don't need to drink some of that. Okay, Bob, I guess we got a vote on it, so we need to bring him back in front of us. Anybody else got anything to talk about?
Pull his plug.
I want to welcome you back.
Like it or not like it.
Yeah.
Where you been?
Back and see it.
Exactly.
Actually, I was out in Washington, D.C. for meetings, so you're glad to be back too then.
Yeah.
It was outside of the city at a gorgeous equestrian.
Well, we could have put you on the phone and had you on conference call, you know.
Middleburg, Virginia. Really pretty area.
You hear me?
No.
Next time you leave, we'll put you on conference call.
Okay.
Anybody else got anything to talk about?
Going home.
Somebody make a motion to adjourn. Somebody second?
Second.
Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.